USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A movement to change the map of Idaho to include rural counties in eastern and southern Oregon and as far as northern California is moving forward. The president of Move Oregon's Border for a Greater Idaho, Mike McCarter, has rallied seven of Oregon's 36 counties to vote in favor of considering becoming a part of Idaho.
It's not the final straw. This has been going on for several years, but it's just reaching ahead right now. And the people in rural Oregon are starting to speak out. Enough is enough. We are tired of being ruled by Northwest Oregon and their experiments up there, their taxes up there, their drug freedom and everything that's going on up there. And we are just crying out to let us go. Allow us to be part of Idaho.
Mr. McCarter on Fox News says he's ashamed of Oregon's social experiments. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Peace in the Middle East. Egyptian negotiators have brokered a peace deal between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas, leaders of the Palestinian people. To date, 227 people in Gaza and 12 in Israel have been killed in the most recent conflict. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed legislation Thursday ending mask mandates for schools in the state. The governor said, "The state of Iowa is putting parents back in control of their child's education and taking greater steps to protect the rights of all Iowans to make their own health care decisions." End quote. More than 150 missing children have been found in North Carolina, a few of whom were victims of human trafficking, according to police. On Wednesday, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department announced more than 130 missing runaways and juvenile children were found in an investigation called Operation Carolina Homecoming. The operation, which took place April 26th to May 7th, some of these children have been missing from 6 months to more than a year, and most were around 14 to 18 years of age. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
You too can get in on Ford's new electric pickup truck. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
At least 20,000 people are lining up to buy Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC that's how many reservations they got after revealing the new F-150 Lightning Wednesday night. Those interested can go to Ford's website and a $100 refundable deposit must be made. Among those already having taken the vehicle for a spin is President Biden. Biden visiting a Ford facility earlier this week. As far as how that test drive came to fruition, Farley tells CNBC.
We showed him the vehicle in confidence because we haven't revealed it. And he's like, "I want to get in." And the Secret Service is like, "No, Mr. President, we don't want you to get in." And he looked at me and I said, "You should get in." And so he jumped in the vehicle. He's playing with the technology. And then in the middle of his speech, he goes, "I want to drive this car." And everyone kind of laughed. And he's like, "No, I'm serious." And then I got a tap on my shoulder. "Hey, the chief of security said, you got to get in the motorcade. We're going over to your test track." I said, "Okay."
Ford says its new electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck will be profitable when it arrives at U.S. dealerships next year. Pricing for the vehicle range from about $40,000 for a work truck to about $90,000 for a high-end model. A mountain lion that roamed the streets of San Francisco for 2 days has been captured and will be returned to the wild. The 100-pound, 2-year-old male was found in a tree on Mission Street Wednesday night. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.